Greetings, this is Homesick Mick calling from somewhere in the corridors of uncertainty. Giving a shout out for the Pete Jones Show on Brighton's Radio Lever. And Hove, actually.
Now we've got a whole heap of guests in the house. Happy Christmas, folks. How you doing?
Merry Christmas.
Can I just say a massive thank you to all of you for looking so gorgeous and for making such an effort in dressing up. Honestly, the tuxes, are they not going to get in the way? Because, you know, I know Joe's just come off of, what is it, 6 month cruising around the world? Is that right, sir?
Four?
Well, that's all right then.
And universe.
Plus extra travel.
Plus extra travel? Did you have to dress up every night for that, did you?
Not every night, no, once a week.
Not every night, just once a week. So what is entailed with a formal night?
Well, you just got to wear a tux, all the ladies have to wear dresses.
All and the then you, ladies, you know, see what oh, you yeah. did there.
Then you have to perform.
Do you, sir?
In a tux.
Yes, right.
And of course I didn't have a waistcoat, so I had to perform with the jacket on. So,
oh, yeah, right.
It was pretty yeah. bad.
I guess when you...
Chirpy sheep cheeks.
Yeah.
What about sailing?
Well, YMCA.
Why? Nice. Why on earth CA? That's the thing.
I've heard that you can't perform.
Oh, what's the other right? So the thing is, right, we've got a rabble in because, you know, we wanted to make Christmassy, but we haven't actually rehearsed anything. We don't know what we're doing. We've got Phil and Whammer and Joe from Dirty Weekend. We've got Daryl from, well, sort of Smoke and Beagles, and your own man, really, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Daryl Barth. Yeah, we're going to get you in January just on your own.
Thank you, man.
I won't be here. We're just going to open the door and let you in, and that'll be it.
That'll be it, man.
I mean, that'll be it for how long? You could do 5 hours without anyone knowing, couldn't you?
Yeah, without repeating myself.
Oh, you'd never do that.
Right.
No. The guy's a legend. In anyone's lunchtime, this man is a legend. So there you go. Now listen, shall we go straight in? Because what's Dirty Weekend? You've got a show coming up, haven't you? You've got a sort of a Christmassy razzmatazz. What have you got?
Yeah, we're playing down the Neptune next Saturday. And we're lucky because the Neptune, which is a great music pub, great supporter of music in the town, we're very fortunate. I think the last 3 years they've had us on the Saturday before Christmas. And I don't know whether it's a case of they actually like what we do or whether we play and it makes people feel a bit better about Christmas because they've had such a bad night watching us. I don't know.
I think it's all of those things. It makes Christmas. How could Christmas be without Dirty Weekend doing the Neptune? I mean, seriously, I mean, Joe's just swum back for this.
I know. Well, he's been, from what I hear, he's been performing quite a lot.
From what I heard, he had to swim back because of those ladies with his tux. I think he got in his little spot of bother.
He lost his waistcoat.
On performance night, a formal night, I think they called it. So, yes, he was forced overseas.
Overseas.
Yes, and overshore and over deck and all that. So what are you going to play?
I think we're going to start off with a bit of Frankie because obviously, you know, we do like to upset certain members of a Brighton family.
Good.
With this song.
Is it true that Dirty Weekend, is it true that Phil might be, this could be one of his last gigs?
I'm afraid, yes. Unfortunately, yeah. Well, this will be my last gig with the band, actually. And it's been... quite frankly, some of the best years of my entire life. We have done stuff that I would never have imagined doing. And, sadly, this will be my last gig,
Phil,
with the guys.
We're going to miss you, we're going to love you.
He thinks it's his last gig.
Yeah. Well, he knows
nothing. Last gig of this year.
Yeah.
Come January, he'll be there begging to be back on stage. It's a sobering thought, sir.
I've never been levelled as being sober before, so
no.
I'll take that.
But you take that and run with it. Dirty Weekend, my friends. Well, let's see what this one sounds like, shall we? It's a fantastic song. It's called Frankie, and a Merry Christmas to you all too.
You
see. What is the real me? And if only you would not believe what the papers write, they write about me. Get me to the final, I'm a rock and roll guy, gotta act real light and fun. Be seen out of town with a right bunch of clowns, make the front page of the Sun. Stay up all night with the help of some drugs and friends and strings I met to sell their story for the moment of glory. Haven't got a record deal yet. And if only you could see what is the real me. And if only you would not believe what the papers write, they write about me. Local radio backs, local lad, I'm the best bloody sign that they've ever had. Everyone agrees I will go far, everyone says that I'm a star. Ears start to buzz, the press start to turn at the first little sign of a scandal. Soon realize the ultimate prize, getting quite triggered to handle. And if only you could see what is the real me. And if only you would not believe what the papers write, they write about me. Cracks begin to appear, my rock star veneer. When they work out, I'm a bit of a bum. Phone numbers I collect, show girls no respect. Hope you're still proud of me, Mum. Older machine kicked out of the game. People ask, will I ever recover? I say, watch this space when you next see my face. Be on the famous Big Brother. And if only you could see what is the real me. And if only you would not believe what the papers write, they write about me.
That's his... is how it is done. Oh yes, that was fantastic. Well, you wouldn't know there's only a third of them here or half of them here. Who is missing anyway? What retrobates are not here?
Well, let's see, we've got our drummer Monty.
Yes, hello Monty.
Our extremely, you know, male model type drummer Monty with his pork pie hat.
Yes.
We have the rock god, otherwise known as Big Bear, who is Carl.
Yes.
Clive, oh God!
Touching the hooves.
I can't believe I called you Clive. If you're listening, I don't know why I called you Carl.
Well,
maybe I'm dreaming about some guy I met last night called Carl. I don't know. And then obviously we've got our a brilliant singer, Joe, who's struggling a bit at the moment. She's she's unfortunately she's got a bit of glandular fever, which we're hoping is going to clear up very, very soon.
I hope it clears up
very soon. Otherwise, I'm going to have to sing too many songs next Saturday.
Yeah, glandular fever's not.
And then obviously we've got our brilliant sax player,
the
ultimate punk, John Leserve himself.
Yes, indeed. Yes, that would be great. So what's going to happen with Dirty Weekend, or do you not care anymore, Phil?
No, I'm joking. I care a hell of a lot about what happens with Dirty Weekend, because as I say, Dirty Weekend to me for the last few years is it's always been a family. It's been collective. We've had people come, we've had people go, and it's just been a breeding ground of meeting friends that we would never have met if we hadn't been involved in this whole project. It's as simple as that. But I have, I do have stuff that I want to do. I want to write a book on 16th century ecclesiastical poetry.
Yes.
Obviously, I don't, because I'm taking the
pee
now.
Yes, obviously. I mean, you had that meeting, in the cafe about that.
Absolutely. Yep. You're going to ghostwrite it for me, aren't
well,
you?
Well, I told you all I knew about it, and then you...
So we got page two sorted,
yes,
or not?
Yes, we've got the cover done. Yeah, cool. Which is good. Always good. Now, listen, live. Daryl, what do you want to do, mate?
All right, I'm going to do...
I've just worked out that this mic is the one to sing into.
Okay.
Hence the swap around there, live on.
Headphones on.
No, I wouldn't, because it will confuse the hell out of you, to be honest, because then you'll think, what is going on? So what have you got?
I'm going to do a song which is dedicated to all the rescue cats.
Yes. Yes.
In out there on the streets.
And the crazy cats,
the,
of course.
Yeah, in the cold old nights.
Yeah.
It's a song written by the great David Essex, who I'm glad to see is becoming cool again.
Yes.
I'm going to do it in the key. I'm slack tuned, so it's a round F.
It's a round F. Has everyone got that? You guys all join in a round F.
All right. Here
vaguely.
We go, then.
Yeah. I'm going to find the pitch of the hall, and then off we go.
All
my
right.
friend, you're gorgeous.
Give us a shout. Am I ready?
Yeah. Why not?
About the nights are growing cold, maybe I should close the door. And anyway, the snow has covered up your footsteps, and I can follow you no more. The fire still burns at night, my memories are warm and clear, and everybody knows it's hard to be alone at this time of year. It was only a winter's tale, just another winter's tale. And why should the world take notice of one more love that's failed? It was a love that could never be, but it meant a lot to you and me. On a worldwide scale, we're just another winter's tale. While I stand alone, a bell's ringing far away. I wonder where you are, and I wonder if you're listening. And I wonder where you are today. So good luck, I wish you well. For all that wishes may be worth. And I hope that love and strength are with you all the time at this time of year. Cause it was only a winter's tale, yeah, just another winter's tale. And why should the world take notice of one more love that's failed? It's a love that could never be. Still, it meant a lot to you and me. See, on a worldwide scale, you're just another winter's tale. Thank you, Jim.
Radio Reverb's Dynamo. Blues Mammoth loves the Pete Jones Show.
Are we back on? Is this part two? We needed. They were so exhausted. They all needed a cigarette. So off they went, and I was left manning the decks, as it were. I say manning, of course. Now, what are you going to play for us?
This next song is called "The Person Inside."
Yes. Is it Christmassy?
Do you know what? It's not really.
Never mind.
But there is a Christmas link.
Oh, okay.
And the Christmas link is, it's that time of year that, although it's great and it's all fun and it's all festive and it's all lovely, there are many people out there that don't have a lot of fun festivities because they're on their own and that sort of stuff. And, you know, all I'm saying is turn around, have a look at your own family, immediate family. Some people might need a bit more help.
That was beautiful. Thank you. Okay, take it away. Thank you.
One day you realise that time is such a special prize, and you have frittered most of it away. That day will dawn on you, and you have so much left to do, and now it's time to go and make the play. Great mistakes, remorse, regrets, and all the pain that you have had, suffer on the road. Wake up and realize that you impact on many lives, and you don't have to struggle all alone. You might need some help, but they don't know. They don't know. You scream at yourself, and it don't show, and it don't show. It's time to re-engage, forget the past, write a new page of where it is you're going from now on. Opportunities that life presents in front of you, and no, you don't have to do it all alone. You might need some help, but they don't know. They don't know. You scream at yourself, and it don't show. It don't show. And so you find yourself a private hideaway, hideaway. You can't take help, you think it strips your pride away, your pride away.
There's a lot of microphones swinging around. That was Dirty Weekend with Daryl, obviously, from Smoking Beagles and the rest, doing his thing in the corner there. So listen, what's going to happen? Are you going to? Do you think you're going to write more songs? I mean, the Dirty Weekend guys, they're going to carry on. They are the Dirty Weekend. They're going to carry on in 2018. Are you going to do stuff in your head? Are you going to write things? You wrote some of these songs, yeah?
Well, I wrote some. And then, between the two of us, myself and Wham, I suppose we've written most of the... Most of the tunes, we're like a poor man's Lennon and McCartney.
Fair enough.
He's Stella McCartney, and I'm Jack Lemmon. But basically, yeah, look, it's all going to go on. I know that Wham has already got two or three different other tunes already in production for Dirty Weekend, and I've started writing some more stuff in different styles or whatever. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, we're still going to...
Do your thing.
Go out and get drunk together and all
what?
Sort of
yes.
Parky, yeah.
Fair enough. Fair
Slap
enough.
Each other off.
Yeah, yes. Exactly, yeah.
On the radio.
Absolutely.
Fair enough. It's all good. Now, listen, Daryl, do you want to get festive on us? What have you got?
A festive one?
I don't know. Why not? You know, it's Christmas in that way.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm having issues with these mics. They're monkeying around a bit, so apologies.
We'll have to have a little sing-song here, chaps. We all know Wizard, don't we? We all know Roy.
Oh, he's gone. He's going gold. He's going. You can't hold him back.
Here we go. What it is? It's going to be in roundabout C for me.
I would say it's roundabout C for everybody.
It's D for me, but C for you.
Oh, fair enough. Guys, if you're listening and you want a little mention, a little Christmas dedication, a little mention, a little hello to anybody, do text us 07909 547336. If you want to say hi to Daryl or Joe or Phil or Whammer, they're all here doing their thing that was clearly not rehearsed. We just thought we'd just shove it all together and see what happened. We're going, you know. We're going for Christmas gold here, folks. It's just awesome.
So when the snowman brings the snow, well, you just might like to know, he puts a great big smile upon somebody's face. And if you jump into your bed and you cover up your head, don't you look at the dolls, 'cause old Santa is coming on his way. 'Cause I wish it could be Christmas every day. And when the bells start springing and the band begins to play, yeah, I wish it could be Christmas every day. So let the bells ring out for Christmas. And when we're skating in the park, and if the snow clouds paint it dark, and then your rosy cheeks will light your merry way. And if the frosticles appear and they've frozen up my beard, well, when they'll sit by the fire till the rain simply melts them all away. Oh, I wish it could be Christmas every day. And when the band starts singing and the bells begin to play, whoa, whoa, and I wish it could be Christmas every day. And let the bells ring out for Christmas. One more, you lot. Oh, I wish it could be Christmas every day. Start singing and the band begins to play. Yeah, I wish it could be Christmas every day. So when the bells ring out for Christmas, so won't you give your love for Christmas. Yeah.
Radio, ho, radio, ho, radio, ho, radio.
A couple of texts in. Can I say hello to Squeaky Cheeks, please? I don't think you can.
Season bright.
Another text in. It says here, the years have not been kind to Roy Wood. What? And we're going to go Christmassy. What are we going to do, guys?
Well, let's do a little bit of Santa Claus is coming to town.
Well, I'm not going to get in the way of that.
Favorites.
I'm not going to get in the way.
Let's rock it up, man.
So, you know, go. We're going to go Bruce on it, yeah? Are you going to do that? You're going to...
Cold on the beach out there.
Ho, 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 ho.
Hello, Lolly and Fraser. And Joey. Have you been good? cause Santa's coming for you. He'll know if you've been good. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better watch pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Ho, ho, ho.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Ho, 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 ho.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been good or bad. So you better be good for goodness sake.
You better be good for good.
Come on! You better not watch, you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Take it away, sweet. Da 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 da. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Beautiful, baby, beautiful.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you bad, so you better be good for goodness sake.
You better be good for goodness sake.
You better watch out, you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. 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 Santa Claus is coming to town.
Well, I hope he's on time. That's all I can say. Who let those dogs out, man? Who let the dogs out? There's a few texts coming in. It says, is Scooby-Doo in the studio? I have no idea. That has nothing to do with us. It says, it's those Christmas Scooby snacks you got in. Yeah, I know. That was a fatal error. It always brings out the dog in the best of us. So there you go. Well, you see, are we getting festive enough for you? No one's adding any requests, I notice. So we just have to sort of crash on. Daryl, have you got a track? We've got time for another track.
Great. All right. I'm going to do...
Okay, he's on. He's on the microphone.
The old mic's gone through.
I know. Do apologize.
Doing a little number there on me. But we're all right. What I'm going to do, this one is in the same key as before, chaps.
Now, listen, before you start, Dirty Weekend are playing with us at the latest music bar, it says here. Now, I reckon this is Marcus from Tenderhooks. Can you verify that? Is that true?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. He says, on Friday the 19th, and he says, it says, Mike, much better. I don't know what that means. So there you go. Good. There's a lovely little plug there. So 19th, I don't think we've mentioned that, have we? Latest Music Bar, Dirty Weekend, playing alongside Tenderhooks. We haven't mentioned that. Why have we not mentioned that? You guys are so modest. That's what you are. Daryl, what have
you
got?
Maybe it's already sold out. Anyway, yeah, like I say, I'm gonna dedicate this one to all the big issue sellers and the anyone who's out in the cold tonight. It's a Lee Hazelwood song called Back on the Street.
You're a good man.
Look up my eyes, I'm wasted. Look at the hurt in them. Look at my woman, she's leaving, and I'm back on the street again. Look Look at my head, it's hanging. Look at my heart, caving in. Look at my woman, she's leaving, and I'm back on the street again. Back on the street where I'm laughing just a little too much, and I'm playing just a little too much at pretending. Back on the street where I'm trying just a little too much, and I'm crying just a little too much at the ending. Let's have some guitar. Just a little too much, and I'm playing just a little too much at pretending. Back on the street where I'm trying just a little too much, and I'm crying just a little too much at the ending. On the street again. Thank you.
Come on, people, that was so beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. I'm going to follow that with another beautiful cover, actually. We're playing kind of a tag track here. Text in, I don't know what you guys are smoking, but I want some. Yeah, well, I tell you, you don't want to know what we're smoking. That was beautiful, Daryl. Absolutely stunning. Darling. Whose song was that? That is such a beautiful song. Now, you have a chat on that, mate.
Oh, that was Lee Hazelwood.
Yeah. Just beautiful.
Isn't it lovely? Yeah.
What a great song and great dedication to you as well,
thank
mate.
You, man.
Sure. To all those guys on the street, not just selling the big issue, the people who aren't even selling the big issue.
No.
Just people who just seem to be on the street.
And it's cold.
And it is absolutely freezing, I know. Mm-hmm. So a big out to all. And also to the folks that help the people on the street.
Yeah.
I saw a guy today actually being given a duvet. I thought, what a brilliant idea. That is such a great idea. Just some guy just came up and said, oh, I've got this duvet for you. And you just think, wouldn't that just be
means
gold?
A lot, doesn't it? Yeah.
Just gold. What a great idea. I wish I'd had that idea. It wasn't my idea. But we can still do it. We can get out. And you can get very cheap duvets out there. It's not like you have to go and get a 50 togger.
No.
But, you know, there's stuff we can do. Little simple things.
Yeah.
So good on you, mate. Thank it's you very right. much. What are we going to do now? The dirties are back in. Smelling a little dirtier, it has to be said. Are we going to go Quimbo again? What are we going to do? A little bit of Quimbo? What have we got here? It says, Lee Hazelwood did These Boots Are Made for Walking.
That's right.
Among others. You see, I didn't know that. Thank you for that. It says here, Love Tender Hooks 2. Well, there you go. Those are texts coming in from Andy and Deal. Andy, it's lovely to have you, mate. It's absolutely brilliant. I'll be having a good old Christmas out there. What are you going to play?
This one's called The Sea. It was written by Whammer.
Yes.
And it's all about the, well, about the love of our town that we live in, basically.
Is it a Brighton sea song, or is it for anyone who lives by the sea?
It's very much a Brighton one, but especially, is it Andy and Dill?
And that's what I was thinking.
Now,
see?
Dill's
by the sea,
Dill,
surely.
Dill's by the sea.
Yeah.
So just imagine, Andy, that you've got the same sort of ambiance that Brighton's got, so I'm pretty sure you have in Dill.
Yeah,
but this is for Andy in Dill.
Big deal of it.
I never thought I'd say that in my life, but here we go.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Dreaming of yesteryear, thinking where life had gone. Jamming round the streets of town, trying to get along. Made a few mistakes, but hey, we were young. Life deals you a card, and then you realize you were wrong. Never went too far, it was here all the time anyway. Traveled overseas, there were things I wanted to see. Went to Amsterdam back in 2013. Came back to the coast, went drinking down the old stand. Come with me down to the sea. Hear what you see. Out on the street, Brighton punks, strutting ninjas, Disco Pete, Biddy Busker with his rabbit dog and rat, Bird Whistle Man standing with his plaque.
Listen up now to River Radio. It's Pete Jones on Reverb Radio.
Hi, this is Paul Diello, and you're listening to the Pete Jones...
Pete Jones...
Pete Jones...
Pete Jones
Show!
Yes, you are. Thanks, Paul. By the way, mate, I didn't mention your Christmas show, did I? Paulie and M-Bob's Camp Christmas, of course, Friday, 22nd of December at the Brunswick. Kicks off at 8 o'clock. £5 in advance, those tickets, or £7 on the door. I'm not kidding. That will be such a great night. You've got two brilliant nights in a row. You've got Friday, 22nd at the Brunswick with Paulie and M-Bob's doing their Camp Christmas. And then, of course, you've got the phenomenal Saturday gig, 23rd of December at the Neptune. These guys here, Dirty Weekend, doing their thing. Christmas gigging at the Neptune. Doesn't get better. Oh, my God. And then, of course, it's Christmas Eve. Yes. Now, folks, we got a track lined up, a little live thing going here. What is it going to be, sir? Who's on the mic? Who can speak into the mic? Go on then, Phil.
Well, we've all got together, and over the last 1 minute, we've decided that we're going to give Silent Night a go, actually.
Yes, we thought Silent Night is going to be the last live track on the Pete Jones Show. I say that, of course. Who knows? Watch this space. We're up for it. Busking our night away. So, without much more further, I think it is time to go Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts singing hallelujah. Christ the Savior is born. The Savior is born. Night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at the birth.
As I retrieve my microphone, that was beautiful, my friends. Wow. A minute before that, we had no idea we were doing it. So there we go. That's the way to do it. You know, keep music real, keep it live, chuck it in the mix and see what happens. Guys, thank you so very, very much. You're such a bunch of talented bunnies. Thanks, you really are. I hope you guys have a fantastic gig, a brilliant Christmas, an awesome filthy weekend over the new year, and you know, sort of become wiser, more sober men in 2018. Is that just a ridiculous amount to ask? You know, I think it's possible. I think we should just go out listening to Whammer play a little bit here.
From all of us at Dirty Weekend, we would like to thank Pete Jones for letting us come on today, because this guy is a true supporter of real live music. Keep listening to him, because he's great.
How can I follow that, my friends? You are so gorgeous, all of you.
There's just one thing that I always listen to. Radio Reba, Pete Jones Radio Show.